This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin,
a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News, Australian stabbing attack. I'm Mark Remillard. Multiple people are dead, including a suspect, after authorities in Sydney, Australia, say a man began stabbing people at the Westfield Shopping Center in Bondi Junction, an eastern suburb of the city.
There are five victims who are now deceased as a result of the actions of this offender.
Assistant Police Commissioner Tony Cook says an officer was able to follow the suspect and intervene.
He turned, faced her, raised a knife. She discharged a firearm and that person is now deceased.
Cook says they believe the attacker acted alone and they say they don't believe there is any continuing threat. Several other people were injured and taken to nearby hospitals, including a small child. A motive for the attack is not yet known, and authorities are not ruling out terrorism. Cook says the investigation into the attack is just beginning. This is ABC News. With just a few days to go until the start of former President Trump's first criminal trial, the judge overseeing his hush money case denying an effort to adjourn because of the pretrial publicity.
Donald Trump's lawyers have claimed that the former president cannot get a fair trial because of pretrial publicity. But in a four-page order, Judge Juan Merchan writing that the situation the defendant finds himself in now is not new to him and at least in part of his own doing, adding the remedy the defendant seeks is an indefinite adjournment. This is not tenable. Trump's lawyers separately on Friday asked for a slight modification of the jury selection process so they can have broader leeway in asking about political bias. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
Prosecutors in New Mexico asking a court to sentence Hannah Gutierrez to 18 months in prison for the death of cinematographer Alina Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Gutierrez was the armorer and in charge of the weapons on set. She was convicted last month of involuntary manslaughter. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
And now your weekend forecast from our meteorologist, Tony Schumacher. Mostly sunny and turning warmer today. We're going to top off near 71. Passing clouds and mild during the overnight, a low of 52. A beautiful spring day on Sunday with sunshine and warm conditions. A bit breezy, but a high of 75. Sunday night, partly cloudy, 44. Monday, partly cloudy, still warm, 73. We cool down Tuesday with a high of 65.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
Doesn't matter if you're listening in Richland Center or anywhere around the world on theold.com, we welcome you to our broadcast day for Saturday, April 13th, 2024. We're at 35 degrees as we get your weekend underway. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
If I'll forget my baby, I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will, some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will, every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
Is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand. Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. I go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north, way up north, way up north.
It's a weekend wake up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river
river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
When I die, I may not go to heaven. City.
last classic, Tanya Tucker, Texas, When I Die, on Country and Community. It is your weekend wake-up. Thanks ever so much for making us a part of your Saturday morning. My name's Adam Hess. His is Charlie Pride. He's the talented one, kids. Someone loves you, honey.
I want to share your life. Every minute, every day and night. And I just want you to know that whatever you do, wherever you go, remember, someone loves you, honey. No matter what, just be my girl. Someone loves you, honey, more than anything in the world. That I'm the one that you come to when you need someone. That's what my love is for. It's a shoulder to lean on, a port in a storm. Remember, someone loves. Just want you to be my girl.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
WRCO,
a civic media station.
We'll return after these messages.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Bring your sunscreen as you enjoy the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. So much to do and see on Saturday, May 18th at Railroad Park. Visit the Leal Club food stand, arts and craft show, various food vendors, and Bartle's chainsaw carving. Pop over to Pickering Park to see Tiny Acres Farm Petting Zoo and so much more. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries and Grant County Economic Development, for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Did you know Julie Karen State Farm is not just your insurance agency, but also a proud permanent drop-off site for the Richland Center Food Pantry? This month, the food drive is collecting cereal, and here's the best part. Julie Karen's will match any donations made. Let's team up, make a difference in our community, and drop off your donations at the office today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters. Ithaca was a 9-2 winner over Riverdale in high school softball on Friday night. Olivia Young went the distance and picked up the win while striking out 10 and walking 4 and giving up 8 hits scattered over the night. Again, the final 9-2 Ithaca over Riverdale. One other softball score to tell you about, it was Fenimore with a 7-5 win over Iowa Grant. The Riverdale baseball team beat Fenimore 13-0. Emmett Drone and Landon Bob both had home runs. Chase Chitwood added 2 hits. 13-0 the final, Riverdale over Fenimore. It was Verroquhar 10, Gay Electric Trempolo 0. One girls soccer final to tell you about as well. Reedsburg 9-0 over the Hornets. There was an unusual electricity in the air on Friday night at Oriole Park for an early April game between two teams without much recent on-field history, but for a few good reasons, the buzz was not unwarranted. The Jackson Phenoms, as in Jackson Cheerio and Jackson Holiday, the top two prospects in baseball, meeting on the day of Holiday's home debut. And the Milwaukee Brewers did not disappoint. It was an 11-1 rout of the Orioles. The Brewers 11, the Orioles 1. Same two teams will play later today. Interleague winners include Tampa Bay, New York, along with the Brewers, Colorado, Cincinnati, Seattle, and Oakland. American League, Detroit, the Angels and Texas winners, Yankees at Cleveland postponed, and National League winners, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, St. Louis, and San Diego. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 23 points, and the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the injury-depleted Milwaukee Bucks 125-107 on Friday night to boost their hopes of taking the number one seed in the Western Conference playoffs. Other NBA winners, Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, Cleveland, New York, Miami, San Antonio, the Lakers, Minnesota, Detroit, Houston, New Orleans, Utah, and Phoenix, all picking up wins on Friday night. That's a look at sports, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters Club. I'm Adam Hess.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Call before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig. It's a classic country cut.
Classic country.
From WRCO-FM.
Driving down the highway with you nestled by my side, tasting your sweet perfume in the air. Heading for the turnoff that's known as heaven's ride, as I feel the silky softness of your hair. Country loving, there ain't nothing like a walk down a lover's lane. I'm first calling, but it's touching just as soft as summer rain. And I'd be mighty pleased if I could hold your hand, but I'm a country loving, loving kind of man. Walking in the tall grass with our faces to the wind, watching all our fantasies in flight, reaching out for paradise and feeling it begin. Burning bright, country loving,
soft as summer rain. Then I'd be mighty pleased if I could hold your hand. Well, I'm a country loving, loving kind of man. I'm a country-loving, loving kind of man. But I'm a country-loving, loving kind of man. But I'm a country-loving, loving kind of man.
That's classic Eddie Arnold from 1978, country-loving for your weekend wake-up. 526, we're at 35 degrees. Let's head back to the hills.
Now she's a brother.
and half what's left of the pieces put back in place.
Twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. And all the gold somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new.
That's two in a row from Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers. Well, a few check-ins on Civic Media. Adam on Facebook, we'd like to say good morning to Potosi and a few other places. Of course, everywhere throughout Southwest Wisconsin as well.
When I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of Blacklander. But we'd get together in a family circle, singing loud. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy will sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
'Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy'll sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
WRCO.
This Saturday is the Otis R. Scott Trust Auction, brought to you by Auction Specialist MP. Starting at 10 a.m., head over to the location just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D and Rock Bridge, and follow the signs. They'll be selling household items, guns, ATVs, and shop items. Don't miss out on this exciting event.
Spring. It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make or model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Did you know Julie Karen State Farm is not just your insurance agency, but also a proud permanent drop-off site for the Richland Center Food Pantry? This month, the food drive is collecting cereal, and here's the best part. Julie Karen's will match any donations made. Let's team up, make a difference in our community, and drop off your donations at the office today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9. WRCO.
I've always been crazy in the trouble that it's put me through. Been busted for things that I did and I didn't do. Say I'm proud of all of the things that I've done, but I can say I've never intentionally hurt anyone. I've always been different, with one foot over the line, winding up somewhere, one step ahead. It ain't been so easy, but I guess I shouldn't complain. I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane. Beautiful lady, are you sure that you understand? The chances you're taking, loving a free living man. Are you really sure you really want what you see?
something that's just what you want it to be.
No, crazy's better than insane, right? Well, Waylon Jennings does. 543, 34 degrees now for your weekend wake up, and we have a day planned for you. At the top of the hour, we'll have a farm news update, an ABC newsroom update. We'll follow that up with a look at your weekend forecast from Tony Schumacher. News and sports starting at 6:30. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history, 7:20, birthdays and anniversaries. News at 7:45, sports. And, of course, Prime Mover. And that's just between now and 8:30, kids.
When you hear twin fiddles and steel guitar, listening to the sound of the American heart, and opera music on a Saturday night brings a smile to your face and a tear to your eye. Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Gone. Sing the rain on the roof on summer night where there's still no wrong from right. Sing a song about the heartland. Sing a song about my life.
It's a classic country cut.
Classic country.
From WRCO-FM.
When I was a young boy, I would dream about life and wonder just how sweet it would be. But baby,
I got lucky when I met you that night. Now you'll always have this promise from me.
No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high I get.
Up here on the mountain, it gets crazy sometimes. So crazy I don't know what to do. When I've had it up to here with all of their lies, I can count on you to tell me the truth.
No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high I get, you are the one that turned me around. You help me keep my feet on the ground. No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high, no matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high, no matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up.
This is Goodwin P. Peabody speaking. From ocean to ocean and coast to coast, who do you turn to for the best rock and roll? Join Phil Nee on most of these network stations every Saturday for Those Were the Days.
Texarkana, I'm gone down to Louisiana. I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Was a Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll give me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Walk that walk, I'm gonna learn to talk that talk. I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge,
Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna cool my heels in Baton Rouge.
That's a wake-up classic from Guy Clark as we move to farm news.
I've been cheated, been mistreated.
When will I be loved? I've been pushed down, I've been pushed round.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
There is quite a spread between what the USDA and Brazil's government are expecting for Brazil's corn and soybean crops. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insight from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Craig Turner from StoneX tells Brownfield that the spread between what the USDA and CONAB are projecting for Brazil's corn and soybean crops isn't really that big of a deal, and in fact, the market's attention is swiftly turning elsewhere.
I think what it shows is the USDA is going to be very conservative going forward, reducing yields. We've seen over the past few years, I want to say it was 2019, where our plant, you know, we had all those delays due to flooding over our plant and everything in June, to last year where we didn't have, really, it was hot, we didn't have any rain, and I know everyone thought the yields would be way down, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, you used to get three strikes in corn and soybeans, you know, for the crop. And now it seems like you get nine strikes before you're out just with the farming practices and the seed technology. So I think the USDA is just going to be a lot more conservative than they used to be. And, you know, they, as an organization, they don't want to reduce yields and then have to bring them back up mid-season. Right? That is something that they don't want to do. So I don't think it's a big deal. I think the trade understands that now, and that if, you know, maybe Brazil is a little low, maybe the USDA is a little high, and they certainly they could meet in the middle. But I think going forward for the next 2 months, it's going to be more about U.S. planting progress, and it's going to be about U.S. weather conditions, and not so much about the spread between Brazil and the United States on the CONAB and the USDA on production down there.
And as far as planting and development weather here in the United States, Turner says that things generally look pretty good, at least right now.
We are looking for, you know, planting to really pick up here in the last half of April. It's not just going to be the United States, but also we're going to get a lot of planting done in Canada also. And that's going to mean, you know, so we're going to see a good amount of acres for corn and soybeans, but also spring wheat and canola too. That should have a little bit of a weight around the market.
The USDA's first new crop projections of the season are out in May. Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was some light direct cash cattle trade that took place on Thursday and Friday. Live deals in the South were at $182, $2 lower than the previous week's business. Northern dress trade ranged from $293 to $295, $2 to $5 below the prior week's weighted average basis. It was a pretty tough week in sale barns around the country. We check in with Tony Hancock at the Missouri Department of Agriculture. Tony?
We did see a much lighter run this week, getting a lot of guys out in the field now. Only had about 28,000 through the barns. But, you know, overall, those barns this week, mostly $5 to $10 lower. There was a few spots of a little bit higher, but overall trend this week, definitely much lower. Four weight, so this week at 381. Some light five weights, the top price this week at 353. The average at 320. That's about $8 lower than last week. Load of light six weights at 311, some seven weight steers topped out at 274, and then load of eight weights at 256.50, and that's about a full $10 lower than the average from last week. On the heifer side, still a lot of those seven weight heifers showing up. And we had several loads of those 244 to 47. And this week, the average on those was 239.50 across the board. So there were several that sold lower than those loads of fancy heifers there. Some five weight heifers this week, the top on some real small packages at 3 to 310, and the average on those light five weight heifers at 276.
He says pastures continue to green up in his part of the world, but it doesn't mean producers aren't still looking for hay.
Hay auction last weekend, and I was really surprised there was still a big crowd there. Market for grass hay mostly was driven by some equine interest, but it was at records. We had some premium quality grass hay bring over $500 a ton, which just blew everybody's mind. It was selling higher than some of the alfalfa. There was even some talk about some of the guys that have decided to sell hay equipment because they can't factor in the cost of raising hay, and they're talking about stocking with more cattle.
Thanks, Tony. As we wrap up, taking a look at the weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs are $2 lower. Feeder pigs are $6 higher. The USDA says demand was good for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $47.61, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $103.